When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. My name is Joe DeWitt, and this is the Crypto Breakdown. Jumping straight into it, taking a look over at Bitcoin. Price is struggling to regain after this massive dump over the weekend. Bitcoin currently down 3.5% on the day, and it looks like price is falling back towards that 200-day moving average. Ideally here for Bitcoin, price gets a reversal off of this 200-day at about 46,000 and gains a little bit of buying pressure and momentum in the upwards direction so we can get back towards all-time highs. On the bearish stance, if price gets rejected from this 200-day moving average, so ideally we will not be falling below that 40,000, maybe 41. But worst case, we may see a correction down to there. One thing I do like to mention is the relative strength index, which I've mentioned before, which is indicating if something is overbought or oversold, is very, very low right now, sitting in about 27%, which means that Bitcoin would be considered oversold. Taking a look over at Ethereum, Ethereum is down 1% on the day. Price has formed a doji, which if you are unfamiliar with a doji, it is when price action opens and closes at the same price, which indicates a lot of struggle in price range. It means that people are struggling to move the price and that price is kind of evaluated where it is now. And this doji has formed right below the 4,300 resistance, which is a strong resistance level, flipped support we've used many times, which is now currently being used as resistance. And it looks like price got just rejected from it and is slowly moving down towards this 3,000 support level. For Ethereum, looking at the daily chart, my educated guess would be a descending triangle breakout here. It does look like we are forming a little bit of a wedge. If price action continues to fall down towards that 3,900 support and holds that level, it looks like we would be in a strong position for a breakout in the upwards direction. And personally, I do not see a bearish stance on Ethereum right now, considering that a few days ago with that insanely massive dump, Ethereum was reclaimed all in the same day, which is absolutely ridiculous. That candlestick, the wick of the candlestick is absolutely massive, meaning that people sold and bought it all up within the same 24 hours, which is a very, very bullish sign, meaning that bulls are in control of the market. So keep an eye on Ethereum as it looks to push above this 4,400. And we're going to take a look over at Matic, which is the Polygon. This is a sidechain for scaling Ethereum transactions. And it actually looks great considering other coins like Bitcoin and the dump that just happened. Matic has actually been pumping here, and it has actually flipped a crucial resistance to support and has tested it 3 days in a row. Matic is up 4% this morning, and it just looks absolutely fantastic. I wanted to mention it because it broke a previous local all-time high, not its all-time high completely, but its local from the last couple months. And it has been accumulating higher lows as well as higher highs, which is, in our book, a very, very nice indication of an upwards trend. But flipping this resistance as support and using it a few days kind of shows how strong it is. And if we could get price bouncing off of there into the $3, $4 range, definitely worth keeping your eyes on Matic, as I could definitely see it gaining some buying pressure. And today, guys, I'm going to break down this little BlockFi survey that found 1 in 10 Americans are willing to gift crypto for the holidays. So within the study, they found only 2% of Americans are actually interested in receiving NFTs as a gift, where less than 1 in 4 Americans actually know how to gift crypto as a present, whether that be, you know, forming a private wallet and gifting it or sending it to a loved one's wallet just in general. 1 in 4 Americans don't know how to actually gift it. Not quite coming at a surprise, Gen Z is twice as likely than other generations to give away crypto as a gift. Seems fairly predictable that the generation using it the most would use it as a gift here, as well as men are twice as likely to give crypto as a gift than women. This also may not come as a surprise, being Bitcoin is the number one crypto choice for the holiday gift, with Doge and Ethereum ranking second and third. But which is interesting is that millennials and Gen Zs actually want Dogecoin instead of Ethereum, which is what I thought was interesting in this survey. People are looking for more meme coins rather than utility fundamental coins, which I think is very interesting. And I think we'll see a little bit of a mind shift over the next few months as people start to allocate towards more useful utility tokens and projects. That's all the time we have today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow and subscribe to our podcast and follow me on Twitter, which will all be in the description below. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Quickly, I just want to say that this is not financial advice. I encourage everyone out there to please do your own research before investing in cryptocurrencies, as they are very volatile assets.
Did you know nearly all stock price changes of 10% or more result from a single news headline? That's right. News headlines have a unique ability to drive stock prices up or down. These news catalysts create trading opportunities every day. All you need is a little help to reach out and take them. And if you're looking to grow your portfolio, it doesn't matter if your investment budget is small or big. An easy-to-read stream of news headlines will increase your opportunities to profit from price changes in the stock market, consolidate a knowledge-based investment strategy, and grow your portfolio. All you need is Benzinga Pro and its powerful news alerts, price tracking, and portfolio monitoring to make a positive change in your trading performance. We've already helped thousands of retail traders across the world, and they could not be happier. Increase your market knowledge, boost your exposure to big movers, and make informed trades before major price changes. The opportunities are all around you. Subscribe now, and we'll skyrocket your portfolio today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.